Hey everybody, real quick before we get into the finals, I wanted to let everybody know of some really fun opportunities to raise some money for Fantasy Cares. Dynasty Game Night has an SFB pod spot to give away, and what we are doing is basically make any donation to Fantasy Cares. So go to fantasycares.net, donate any amount, screenshot it, and reply to our pinned tweet on @DGNpod on Twitter. We are going to pick three people that made a donation to Fantasy Cares. What they're going to do is square off in a name game to win a spot in SFB this year. That's going to happen real soon, so get those donations in quickly. We will be selecting three players and having you play a name game for that spot. Also, I want to tell everybody, go join the Fantasy Cares Eliminators. For that, you can check out my pinned tweet. I am @JohnBoschFF on Twitter. You can play against me in an auction right now. I think I still have a spot or two left in that. Matt has one that he's doing by himself, just a regular one. DGN has one that Matt and I are teaming up to play in against everybody. I mean, there's also so many other celebrities that you can choose from. Celebrities, obviously, in air quotes. But so many people from the fantasy football world are coming together, and I want to raise a ton of money for Fantasy Cares. Most of these leagues are $10 to get in. $100 of the pot will go to Fantasy Cares from all of these leagues. Last year, I think we broke $6,000. This year, I would love to see if we could get up to around $10,000 from these eliminators. So I urge everybody, go to my pinned tweet, follow the link there, sign up for the celebrity eliminators. Go to the DGN pod account and reply with the screenshot of your donation. There's lots of prizes to be given away from the eliminators, and obviously there's a golden ticket to the SFB this year. Thanks. Now everybody enjoy the show.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome in to the finals of the Dynasty Game Night Tournament of Champions. This is what people have worked for all season, for this crown, to wear this crown. Matt's currently wearing it, and he's back for another round of it. Matt, do you think you can defend your title?
I don't know, man. Like I said last week, Jordan's been crushing it, so this is probably going to be the toughest test yet.
Yeah, Jordan definitely crushed it through the competition. Took me out, thankfully. Thanks a lot, Jordan. Appreciate that. You ready to go tonight, man?
I'm ready. Sorry about that, John.
No, that's okay. Nobody wanted another Matt and John face off. Nobody likes it when we have to go head to head.
We also wanted someone to actually have a chance to beat me, John. So, you know, it's probably pretty good that you didn't make it.
What was our record against each other? I'm pretty sure it was 2-1.
Yeah, in my favor.
Okay, I wouldn't say that proves you were unbeatable by me, but whatever.
That was that one weird one that Katie hosted, though, with like the weird poker game and
geography, so much fun.
Whatever it was. So.
Oh, I did well in the geography one. I think I did well. That was State Capitals, wasn't it?
Something like that.
I like that. I like that poker game. We got to bring her back on and have another. I don't feel like producing that one, but I definitely want to play it again.
Who's Katie Flower?
Yeah.
She does the UTH Jeopardy every year, and it's unbelievable.
It's awesome. The work that she puts into it is, she's fun with the games. So we also have someone else here tonight, honorary co-host of Dynasty Game Night, Dynasty Outhouse.
Hey,
Russ Fisher, how are you doing?
I am wonderful, and it is very humble of you to be here to usher me into taking your job over.
Feel free, man. It's all you. You can host the rest of this season. If you want.
Hey, could Russ be the full-time host, John, and we just play every single week and then have one guest every week? That would be pretty awesome.
I am on board for that.
And also, Russ, that the job that comes with that job, though, is to edit every week also.
Russ is a sicko. He likes editing.
That's what I hear.
Likes weird. Is a very strong word.
But you got a night off tonight, though, because Superflex didn't happen. Bobby's sick, unfortunately, so you don't have to edit that one.
He tolerates it to get more content out there for his ears and such. So, All right, well, since Russ is here, that kind of gives away that one game that we are going to start with. We're going to start with the name game. And Russ, I'm going to hand it over to you in just a second. I want to read a word from our presenting sponsor, Reality Sports Online. Thank you to them for sponsoring this tournament for the second year in a row. Hopefully everybody has signed up by now, but if you haven't, you should go do it now. So by now, you've probably already heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy team like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? You really should be. It's time to go see what all the buzz in the Dynasty community is about. Free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality. Automated, people. That's what separates them from everything else. And much, much more. Think it sounds complicated? It's not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online Fantasy Front Office is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It just requires more strategy. Think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is the platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for free in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use promo code GAME to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. Now I'm going to turn it over for game one. Turn it over to our DLF family of podcasts. Family member, Russ, take it away for game one of the night.
Brother would have just been so much easier right there.
Brother, okay. Take it away, brother.
All right, well, we have the name game. I assume you fellows playing know the name game by now.
We certainly do.
You had to have done enough. You people listening, just in case, I'm going to give two clues. One is going to be for a player in the NFL, and one... since it's me giving clues, of course it's going to be movie-based. And we went with famous movie quotes.
Are you going to terrorize us like the game with John and I where nobody gets any answers?
I was very nice with these. I looked up like 100 most known movie quotes. I tested this on normies, and they knew the movie quotes.
All right.
So you guys should...
Is it movie titles? Is it all movie titles for that part of the clue? Or is it...
quotes. I'm going to give the quote.
Quotes.
I know that, but is it the movie title and the answer?
Correct, yes.
Or is it actors, characters, the title of the movie?
It went much easier than that.
Got it.
I'm going to give the quote that's going to be the movie title.
Got it.
And if I say the quote first, the movie name goes first. If I say the player first, player goes first. Now, throwing it out there, I stopped myself at 11. Just saying.
So are we doing all 11?
Yes.
Okay.
For just pure ego's sake.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we're going to start with the first one. Now, I'm getting this one, we'll say, out of the way, because to get the upsetness of Matt right in front, I've been told this has a little bit of poetic license, though I don't think it does.
Gordon.
Nothing will ever be as bad as Gordon. Okay, here we go.
Gordon Quixote.
Number one. Here's looking at you, kid, and AFC West running back.
I can score, by the way.
Yeah, I wasn't going to. So good thing you are.
I assume we're doing standard 2 points if they get it on the first clue and 1 point. Did you give the team name there?
No.
Okay.
I didn't give here's looking at you, kid, and AFC West running back.
This is going to be bad.
Are you telling me you don't know the movie?
I know. John.
I do.
This is going to kill me for this whole game.
I offered to
AFC
give.
AFC West.
I know.
I offered to give him to John. He's like, no, I want to play along.
I want to play along in my head. I'm just gonna send them to you, Russ, every time I get them.
I'm ready for a team clue, if you are, Jordan.
Sure.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh. I was going with a Charger. Oh, you said poetic licensing. Oh, my
Jordan.
First answer had no poetic license.
Good.
Karate Kid Damian Williams?
No. That's not the movie.
That's not the movie at all. And that
I know the movie, but I don't know what running back starts with K or Ka, or unless it's Kareem Hunt, who doesn't play for the Chiefs anymore. Casablanca Kareem Hunt.
I mean, that does work really well, too. But who are the running backs in Kansas City right now?
Damian Williams, Darwin Thompson, Daryl Williams.
And?
Matt. God, I'm so dumb. Casablanca Carlos Hyde.
Yes.
God, that's so stupid. I forgot all about
imaginary
him.
Point
I was
for
like,
you.
James Williams is gone. Like, well, this doesn't make any sense.
I get two imaginary points, right? For getting Casablanca Austin Eckler on the first clue.
Which yeah, was that was actually answer. Really good. I didn't get that. I didn't that think of that. Good. But I was told that Casablanca Carlos Hyde had poetic license, and I don't think it does at all.
I don't think so
yeah,
either.
Yeah, it does, because
the K is the same. It's just the R that makes it sound like it's
yeah,
different.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
all right,
I
next
think it's
one.
Fine. I think it's fine. It's way better than Gordon.
Oh, jeez.
All right, next one. I was actually very proud of this one.
Wait, do I get a point, or is that disqualified?
Oh, that is absolutely disqualified for listing every single running back except for the right one.
Fine.
All right, next. AFC South running back, and I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
AFC what?
AFC South running back. And I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I think I'm not going to have the movie on this one.
Jordan has a look on his face like he's not going to score anything this game.
Probably not. I'm not really a movie yet.
I don't know this movie. I feel like I've heard that quote, and I probably know the movie, it didn't hit me right away.
I'll take a hint.
Hold on a sec. Yeah, I don't, unless you have a clue about the movie, I don't think I'm getting this one.
The title of the movie is another word for a television station.
Oh, okay. And that came first, right? The movie?
No, the AFC South running back.
Oh, Matt.
Go ahead.
Leonard Fournette Work.
That made me so happy when I thought of that one. That is the first one that made me come up with this game. Leonard Fournette
Work. I have seen that once, but it was a long time ago.
We are off to a rousing start with another Russ name.
Love it.
Way to kill the audience right away, Russ.
I guarantee you there's like five people screaming at their radios right
probably.
Now.
Probably. Whoa. It's a lot harder.
We got a new listener?
We only have four before.
It'll be me when
and
I listen
And two of those
that.
Were John and I.
All right. Next clue. I'll have what she's having. An NFC East quarterback.
That line is in so many movies, though.
No.
It is in
It's
so
in a lot
many,
of things. It's in the office, too. I know.
They are referencing
I realize
movie.
That. I don't know if
you
I can.
You guys hurt my feelings.
Check your phone.
Check my phone?
No, me.
Not
he
you.
Wants...
Russ. I want my credit.
Yeah. John got it.
Fucking Matt not putting a name game in my semifinal.
And the movie came first?
Yes, movie came first.
NFC East quarterback.
Only eight more after this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll take a hint.
Hold on.
I'll skip over a few harder quotes then.
Nah, go through them all. We can edit it down if we need to.
Okay.
Don't skip any because we might need to find some good ones somewhere. This one's not a hard one.
I really thought this movie.
So it's they're all.
I got it.
Just the pop culture zeitgeist. This has been quoted so much.
Yep.
When Harry met Sal Eli Manning.
Yep. 2 points.
Matt's up 3-0.
All right, Jordan. If you don't get this next quote, there's just no hope for you. You ready for it?
I almost want him to not know it just to break your heart, Russ.
Okay, next clue. Adrian! AFC West wide receiver.
Can you do that again? I didn't hear the impression enough.
Adrian!
Jordan.
Go.
You said AFC West wide receiver, right?
Correct.
Oh, I got it now.
Rakeem Allen.
Nice. Yeah, I loved that one.
Very nice.
Nice work.
That's a good one.
And I want to point out, no editing will need to be done for that. He actually got it that quickly. And I think it was because of the awesomeness of my impression. I think that's
it. It was the spot on impression.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
If you were really clever, you would have went like Rocky 2. I don't know what the player would be off the top of my head, but something like that.
I'll give one away. Last show, when we were trying to figure out the books, I did Catch 22, and I don't remember.
Ooh, that's great, actually.
I was so proud of that, and I hope you'll forget it for, like, next year when I go to use it for for a rookie.
That'll be when you're hosting a game night episode that Matt and I aren't even on.
Yep, no, because that's my show by then. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'll already kicked us off, and yeah.
All right. Next one. This is one of the harder movie quotes. I'll throw it out there, but I love this movie. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Make your day extraordinary. NFC North tight end.
Matt. Dead Poets Society, J. Hawkinson.
That makes me happy. Yes, it is.
I love that movie. That is such a good movie.
And if you needed a clue for a movie, I had another like long speech of his to try and give
you
a clue.
He's got several in that movie.
Robin Williams is absolutely my favorite actor. All right, next clue.
Rest in peace. What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Physically Impossible.
I guess favorite's dumb. Give me like a favorite.
Jack.
Okay.
He's literally amazing in that movie.
I like Photo Booth a lot.
Yes, that is very off-brand. Robin Williams is amazing.
Dark. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's so it's good at being creepy.
Dark.
Side story, I went and saw a game like a long time ago in college. God, that's like 1999 at this point. I saw Dana Gold at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, and it was a Memorial Day show, and at the end of it, they said, everybody stay in your seats, and Robin Williams came out and did a set. It was incredible.
I would have lost my shit. I probably would have just peed myself.
He was so sweaty. So sweaty.
Oh, that's so cool. All right. Moving on because I'm too jealous to think about that anymore. Because
this stand-up is way different. I don't know if you ever heard it, but yes, it's absolutely. Like super, super, super dirty. Anyway.
Yeah, I love the first one. After, like, he took that big break after a while and he mm-hmm. came back and he's like making jokes about very dirty things. And he's like, I can't wait for kids to hear this and think, what the hell is the genie saying right now? I miss Robin Williams. Great, now I'm sad. All right, next clue. I'm king of the world! An AFC North running back.
Matt.
Go for
Titanic
it.
Titanic Chubb.
Yep.
Titanic wow. Chubb.
Again, no editing. Again,
yeah.
Because of my wonderful impression.
I could picture you as Michael Scott doing that impression in front of the boat.
I take that as a compliment.
Have you seen the Rick and Morty Titanic episode?
Not, I'm actually watching that for the first time now. I haven't gotten up to
it
yet.
Oh, man. It's great.
All right. Next clue. AFC South running back, and we're on a mission from God.
Ooh, I feel like you did an accent there.
This is.
I tried to go Gad, but it doesn't really work.
Oh, my God. Who's the running back? I'm having a I want to get this one so bad because I love this movie.
And I actually, like, I wanted to go deeper on the quotes, but I figured you guys had to know this one.
This might be, like, a top, like, in terms of how many times I've watched a single movie, this might be near the top for me.
You know the movie, right,
no
Jordan?
I have
no idea. No, I don't know.
Neither do I.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I'm sorry. I'm a person that I rarely watch a movie more than one time. There's, oh. I mean, except for kids' movies, obviously. If you'd have done Disney movie quotes, all Russ, I'd nail that.
There's at least one in two.
Oh, sweet.
Don't worry.
I'll take a team clue if you're ready, Jordan.
Well, here's another movie. It's
oh, that's true. That's true.
It doesn't.
I mean, you want the team anyway, Jordan?
I mean, it's ceding a point, but sure, what the hell.
Well, we can hold off. We can hold off a minute. It's fine.
No, I'm not.
He's you not going to get it. It doesn't matter. Go on.
Jaguars.
What? AFC South running back?
Yeah, Jaguars.
Jags.
Oh, my gosh. I need to brush up on my Jaguars running backs, apparently.
Clearly.
Is there more than two there?
Who are the two you know?
The one that we've already used and then the rookie they drafted?
Yeah, so there's one more.
Amongst my most owned players in Dynasty.
I'm so sad that I'm not going to get this.
All right, let's tag team these. Jordan, who's the running back?
It's Alfred Blue.
Oh, Matt. Alfred Blue's brother. Jeez.
Blues, it's the first word of the movie title.
God, I'm so Alfred dumb. Blue's I forgot they brother. Signed him completely.
Alfred Blue's brother.
You know,
it's Alfred
Blue. I
think you should have been able to piece together Alfred Blue out
no,
of that.
No, I feel so dumb right now. That is that may be the dumbest I've ever felt on this game. And that
negative point for Matt.
Shut up, John. Negative imaginary point.
Okay, so you lose
still
the imaginary point
two,
you got
Matt.
On the first one.
Alfred Blue, god damn it. Right. Pretty sure I lost at least one playoffs game to that guy, too.
Next clue. That rogue really tied the room together. An NFC Ooh. South running back.
South?
Yes, NFC South running back.
Matt, Big Lebowski, Toe Smith.
Yeah, it is.
I love that movie. That might also be in my top watched movies of all time.
Shout out to Peter Gent right there.
Yeah, I'm so mad that he came up with that team name before I did.
The Pig Lebowski.
Pig Lebowski, yeah. I giggled when I saw that one. All right, next clue. All right, another one, Jordan. You had to have heard of. You know this movie. NFC East wide receiver, and does that make you horny, baby?
Jordan.
Go.
Michael Gallup, Boston Powers.
No.
Nope.
That is the movie.
That is, in fact, the movie.
Well, since we're here, I will go ahead and take my free clue.
I mean, he's got the right team.
Oh. I mean, are we throwbacking? Is it Miles Austin Powers?
There's another.
I know. I'm just being facetious.
Jordan.
I mean.
Yeah, you don't get to go again.
Yeah.
I thought you just got a clue.
No, I didn't. Well. Yeah, but you don't get to go until I get to guess. But well, why don't we just throw this one out?
Why don't you guess, Matt?
Because I don't want to take a point from Jordan if he thinks he's back in.
Doesn't matter.
Tavon Austin Powers. I mean,
yeah, seriously. Yeah.
That's the one.
It's fine. I don't want to take a point. You can just throw that one out.
No, point to Jordan.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Jordan doesn't get the point.
All right, move on. Next clue.
Throw it out.
Move on. Next clue.
Next clue. To infinity and beyond. And NFC South wide receiver.
NFC?
NFC South wide receiver. Gonna have to dig a little deep.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Store Raekwon Smith.
Who?
Traquan. It's Traquan.
Traquan.
Oh.
He was poetic licensing Traquan.
No, there is no poetic license in this one.
Hmm.
Okay, this time I'll take my free clue.
Panthers.
About the team. What?
Panthers.
Toy. Well, does he play for them anyway? Is it Toy Store? Mm-hmm. Toy?
Mm-hmm.
Story Smith?
Yeah. Toy Story Smith.
That's really awkward to say.
I know.
In a game where everything is awkward to say. That's great, though. I like it. Toy Story Smith. I can't even say it when I'm trying to.
All right. And for this last one, I will do you all the favor of not singing. And I will just say.
No. Nope. You should sing. Nope.
You want me to
sing? You must sing.
Yeah.
God, yes. The whole world wants to hear us sing.
You'll regret this.
Nope, not even a little.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. And AFC East wide receiver. I could sing the rest of the song if you need me to.
Please do. Continue.
You want me to start from the beginning?
Sure.
Snow glows white on the mountainside. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside.
Wow.
Couldn't keep it in.
I can't even concentrate on finding
it. I have a 4-year-old daughter. Heaven knows I've tried. Don't let them
I couldn't do it without the music. I think I can do it with the music.
Be the good girl you always had to be. Concealed, don't feel, don't let them know. I'm going to keep going until you guys guess. But now
I'm not guessing.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, you need to be more emphatic.
I'm gonna take a clue
she gets
for the
way more emphatic right there.
Can you give us a clue
Russ.
For the team?
You ready for a clue for the team? Patriots. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care. What they're going to say.
Oh, duh, Matt. Frozen Kill Harry.
Yeah. Really, you cut me off at the good part?
I don't know why that took so long. I was like, in. Who starts with in? Edelman, Berrios, Snow? Oh, duh.
All right, well, Matt won that game.
I think I won that game.
You definitely won that game, Russ.
I think we all just lost, actually, at the end there. But it's okay. All right, so we've got two more games. If we need the third one, we will get to it. But if Matt wins this next game, that's it. Matt will be the champion of the year. We're going to go to ADP Cliffhanger. And for this, I did not use DLF ADP because that would be way too unfair because Matt memorizes it all. So
that's fair.
What I did is my fantasy league has a fun little tool where you can go and search recent drafts. You can put in different settings. Be nice if you could do a whole lot more, but you can kind of pare it down. So what we have is drafts that have taken place since June. I'm going to assume since they're on my fantasy league, most of them are dynasties. The way that I scrolled through the names, most of them included dynasty in the name. So I did 12-team PPR scoring. We're going to play ADP Cliffhanger off of this. I'm going to give you a player's name, and you're going to have to guess their ADP. So this is out. This is
from
taken
June.
From real drafts on my fantasy league.
Okay.
Is this super flex or non-super flex?
It is non-super flex, so just single QB. Everybody understand?
I think so. Startup, right?
All right. I believe they're startups based on the majority of the names that I saw. I mean, theoretically, I guess somebody could have done a 12-team best ball league or something that might get in there, but it did not appear to have thrown off the data.
Are you going to tell us what the third game is? Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose this one.
Okay. No. I'll tell you if we get there. Yeah, for sure. So, all right. So the first player, and Matt, since you're in the lead, you'll get a guess first. Again, we'll go to the cliff of 21. Matt, where does George Kittle come in? Some of these probably were tight end premium because I know a lot of them were the safe leagues that Scott runs. Some of them are probably not tight end premium, so can't help you there on that scoring setting, but figure it averages out.
I know he's like I shouldn't talk this out. Never mind. I did this last time and it got bit me in the butt. I'm gonna say 25.
And Jordan? Matt was closer. He comes in at 22 in the ADP of these leagues. So Matt picks up 3 points. Jordan picks up 8 points. We'll move down to Juju now. Matt, you're in the lead, so you get to go first again.
Oh, man. Juju's got to be... I'll say 11.
Alrighty, and Jordan?
14.
Matt almost nailed it on the head. Juju comes in at 10, so Matt picks up 1 point. Jordan picks up 4 points there. Matt is at 4. Jordan is at 12 overall. Let's go with everybody's favorite running back in I almost said St. Louis. That's way, way long ago. Let's go Todd Gurley. Matt, where did he come in?
I'll say 18.
John, how big is the sample?
93 leagues.
What'd you guess, Matt?
18. Smack in the middle of the second round.
26.
That's going to end it. That was fast.
I was going to say, I didn't think he'd be in the third round.
He came in at 16. So Matt's off by 2, ends the game at 6.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Jordan falls over the cliff and falls out for the... Finally is falling off the cliff and taken down on Dynasty Game Night.
That was a boring finish. Can we play the third game
instead?
Yeah,
we'll play the other game because the last time I played ADP Cliffhanger with you guys, it took like... 15 people to get the double digits, I think.
That's because you used DLF ADP and we all knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit different one. No home cooking for you and Ryan McDowell, I guess, huh? All right, although it's not like you were far off on any of these,
that's
Matt.
True. I mean, they're all pretty close to DLF anyway.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't going to stray too far. So the next game is one that we can play for fun. And guess what? Russ can even join in and play.
Ooh, fun.
Russ, you want to join in and play?
I don't think you had enough fanfare for my back-to-back championship. I think you need like streamers or confetti or noisemakers or something.
Matt, put your shirt back on. What the hell?
Oh,
man?
Sorry. Let me get my pants back on.
Woo! Actually, you know what? I should not have moved on. You told me to move, play the third game. You were the one that said it was like anticlimactic.
I don't want a fanfare. I'm just joking. I'm not that guy.
No, I'm excited for you, man. Good job. Somebody has to represent the Dynasty Game Night.
I'm retiring from playing Game Night. I can't possibly do any better than that.
I mean, unless you win next year, too, then technically did do better.
I guess that's true.
You could win a third one that's better than winning two of them. It's going to take me a long time to do better than what you've done.
At least 2 years, in fact.
Russ, you got a lot of shows to make in front of you.
I'll start on the name games tonight. I'll stay away from movies, okay, Matt? Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, I think I did okay on that game once I figured out what was going on.
Yeah, you did quite well. I did not do so well, so I would not have done great against you in that, I don't think. All right, we've got one of Matt's favorite games and one of my least favorite games. We have Co-Stars.
Ooh, I love this game.
I know you do. So we will just go in the order of Jordan, Russ, Matt. So you can fire off quickly. All you have to do is name a quarterback, running back, tight end, or wide receiver from one of the following three teams' active rosters. And I checked this right before the shows, so hopefully they are all current. So the teams are the Bengals, the Broncos, and the Colts. Fire away whenever you're ready, Jordan, and then Russ, you'll be on deck.
Andrew Luck.
Alrighty, that is correct.
That's weird. T.Y. Hilton.
Joe Flacco.
Drew Lock.
Joe Mixon.
A.J. Green.
Andy Dalton.
Courtland Sutton.
John Ross.
Tyler Boyd.
Gio Bernard.
Paris Campbell.
Rodney Anderson.
Travion Williams.
I like this. Going deep at running back. Who else is there? I can't think of another running back there. I'll go back to wide receiver. Cody Kohr
is still playing. I was hoping that'd be one of my good deep cuts.
Oh, Philip Lindsay.
Who?
The overrated running back from Denver.
Ooh. Hey, now.
Deshaun.
Royce Freeman.
Marlon Mack.
Eric Goatbron.
Devontae Booker.
I'll give that to you, Russ.
What, that's not his real name?
Emmanuel Sanders.
Jack Doyle.
Devin Funchess.
Naming all the tight ends in Indy.
Oh.
Chester.
Jordan Wilkins.
I wanted to use this for the name game, but I didn't think anyone would remember that he exists. Spencer Wareplane.
Ooh, that would have been great.
Definitely exists.
I'll go Nyheim Hines.
Is it to me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, Ryan Finley.
Tim Patrick.
What's his face? Deion Kane.
Noah Fant.
Jeff Heuerman.
Jake Butt.
All right. Three Broncos tight ends in a row.
Bang that right out.
Do the last one. Get the last one.
There's two more listed. One more that I think you'll get.
He's a little guy. The one I know. I don't know the fourth one or whatever. Fifth one. I know the fourth one.
Name's escaping me. Tyler Eifert.
That guy still exists?
I like Tyler Eifert. Really rooting for him this year.
I'm sure he'll step on the field before he breaks his foot.
Be nice.
Mo Alie-Cox.
Troy Fumagalli.
Tight end run. Still one more tight end that is a name we should probably all at least recognize.
In Denver?
On which team?
Not in Denver, no. He's not important for fantasy purposes, but he's a name that everybody will go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I know. I know what you're talking about.
They did do that.
I know what you're talking about.
Drew Sample.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, see, I was going to go CJ Uzoma.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. He's on here, too. I'm going to go ahead and cross him off because
we're getting deep.
Got him on the team.
Is Alden Tate still on the Bengals?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow?
Yep. Their wide receiving depth chart is not a thing of beauty. I think it's back to you, Jordan.
Oh, it's back to me? I always suck at this because I don't really care about receivers that aren't number one wide receivers for their team. So this is always the conundrum of this game for me. Jeff Driskel.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple more quarterbacks you guys, probably three more quarterbacks you should be able to name.
Did the Colts
unless I'm
cut Dorrice Fountain yet?
Nope.
They have not said Dorrice Fountain yet.
I will go with my most owned player currently, and that's Penny Hart.
Ooh,
a dollar in every single league.
Yep.
Hmm.
Oh, that reminds me. That gave me one.
Yeah, I got one more there.
Oh, Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, that's one. Did we say AJ Green? I don't have him marked off.
Yeah, I said AJ Green, yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming I just missed him when you were piling on at the beginning. It's to Russ.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he just got Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, did he say that? Dang. I had that written down. Stanley Morgan.
There. Nice. I think he's one of my most owned players.
Yep. Morgan and Hart, my waiver wire after drafts.
Chad Kelly.
What team is he on?
Colts.
Yep. Mm. One more quarterback I think you guys should be able to get. Broncos quarterback.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Rookie Broncos quarterback.
Hey, now.
It's not for points, Matt.
You know I'm competitive about everything, Josh.
Who?
John, whatever your name is. Listen, I've had a fair amount to drink this evening.
No, no problem, Mike. I don't mind.
That's my brother's name.
That's perfect, because you've probably been called Mike in your life, and I've been called Josh a million times. And
have you really?
Yeah, people combine my first and last name all the time.
That makes sense. That might be what I just did, actually.
Yeah.
I might have meant to say Bosch, but it came out Josh. Yeah.
When people call me Josh on the phone at work anymore, I don't even correct it anymore. I just, whatever, that's fine. I don't care.
I don't correct people that call me Pricer anymore.
I don't care if they know who they're talking to me or not, you know.
I'm blanking.
All right, let's go, Russ. See if you can get one on the way back, Jordan. So the Broncos rookie quarterback, I think we should be able to get. There's also a throw it out, Matt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't want to jump on Russ. Brett Rypien.
That's okay.
Yeah, Brett Rypien is the one. There's
did we say Devontae Booker?
You said him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you said him.
Perfect.
There's a Colts wide receiver that was a bit of a small school darling this year.
You know who I forgot? Is it back to me?
Ashton Doolin.
Yeah, we'll just do free for all at this point.
Chester Rogers is
Chester Rogers, yeah.
Ashton
Chester
Doolin Rogers. Is who you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yep, Ashton Doolin.
Zach Pascal.
There.
Zach Pascal, I think, is still on the team.
He is still listed. Solid pool there.
I think that might be it.
There's a Bengals wide receiver.
I know. Josh Malone.
Yeah.
And what's the little white guy's name?
Yeah, he's the next one.
Erickson. Alex Erickson.
They also have a German on the team.
A German?
A German on the roster, I should say.
Oh, is it Mo? Is it Mobo?
Yes, it is.
Moritz he's Bowringer. In the NFL still?
He is listed on the Bengals roster right now.
There's another tight end too, Waldman guy from a couple years ago. Weird name. Seethan Carter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. That is deep, man.
Who's?
Impressive.
Oh, Brissett's the Colts backup quarterback. We got that.
Yeah, and I don't Kelly. Think, looking at the rest of these names, if you get even one more, I would be extremely impressed.
Like, are the Broncos really this light at wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yes.
They have three. That's it. Well, they had their rookie. What's the rookie they drafted? Was it the UDFA? Winfrey? Juwan Winfrey.
Juwan Winfrey. Matt got another one.
I've never heard that name before.
Now you have. Oh, this is why you tune into game night, to get that kind of knowledge. So the other Broncos
Kevin
wide
Hogan.
Receivers.
Kevin Hogan.
No.
Quarterback. I think he's a Bronco quarterback.
Oh, quarterback. I'm sorry. I thought, yes, I
think
he is.
He was to be a Brown, but I think he's a Bronco now.
All right. Let me read some of these Broncos depth chart receivers. Trinity Benson.
Fake.
Trinity?
Trinity.
Absolutely a fake name.
He was named after the Matrix character, I assume.
Makes sense.
Right? I mean, that's from the movie, right?
It is.
Yes. That is Carrie Ann Moss's character.
And I'm sure that is the only time that word has ever been used. Okay, keep going.
Also from Dexter, the Trinity Killer.
Trinity is also kind of like probably used a few times in religious circles.
Never heard of it.
Trina T.J. Hawkinson.
Just ruined. You ruined Russ's next game. Good
Trina
job.
Trina T.J. Duckett.
Fred Brown. Just some Fred guy Brown. Off the street, I assume.
Is that Broncos still?
Yeah, still Broncos. Aaron Burbridge.
He was drafted by San Francisco a couple years ago.
Okay. River Craycraft.
Okay, that sounds made up.
That's a fake name.
That is the lead singer of Weezer.
We're not done yet. Rommel Guerrer. I don't know. Guerrier. But his first name is Rommel, which is awesome. They also have Bug Howard.
Oh, yeah, Bug Howard. I didn't know he was still in the league. That's for damn sure.
Bug Howard. And then Kelvin McKnight. I mean, literally, like, I'm pretty sure they just made up names to list on their desk.
Is he related to Joe McKnight?
No idea. But that's the Broncos wide receiver. I mean, there's a reason, I guess, everybody is targeting Deshaun Hamilton.
They have a strange, I'm never going to be able to remember, but they have a weird name running back, too.
Kalfani Mohammed.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Devontae Jackson's not a really weird name, so no. I assumed that you meant Kalfani.
Yeah, never heard either of those names before.
Krishan Hogan, that's a name that I've seen kicked around.
He was,
he's
Cardinals.
On the Colts.
He was a Cardinal.
Yeah. That's the only name that I've like even seen kicked around, really, out of anything that's left. So good job to you guys getting so many of those.
I love that game.
Jordan, thanks for coming on so many times. You get to walk away with the second place prize. It is just as prestigious as the first place prize. So,
thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, before we head out, give everybody your information. Let them know where they can get your book and everything.
Yeah, you can go to analyticsofdynasty.com/shop. You can get the book, Analytics of Dynasty. It's I looked it up the other day. I couldn't remember the number. 153 pages. It's a strategy guide, all sorts of stuff. It'll help you in startups, rookie drafts, orphan rebuilds, just picking more successful types of players and profiles. A lot of stuff in there on hit rates and general strategy. You can go to the website analyticsofdynasty.com/shop, get the book for $30. And if you want to get together for a one-on-one strategy session, we'll talk. We'll get linked up. It's usually via Skype or Google Hangout, or we touch base on the phone. Talk team building, talk strategy for your draft, strategy for your rebuild, whatnot. That plus the book is $50. So analyticsofdynasty.com/shop. You can find me on Twitter at McNamara Dynasty. If you have any questions about the book, just go ahead and DM me.
And Russ, future game night host.
I was about to say, I am at Dynasty Hadhouse on Twitter. You could find me as the new host of Dynasty Game Night, but also host of the Trade Addicts podcast at Trade Addicts Pod on Twitter. Also, my homie at Brian Haar FF. Everybody should follow because he's awesome. And that is all I do.
Matt, congratulations. Champion again.
Woo!
Thanks.
I'm sure,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, Russ.
Yeah, there it is.
Russ is giving
me
a wave.
I'm just going to edit all
one
that
person
fanfare
wave.
In.
Yeah. No, it's really, really fun. I love this game. I'm glad we had Jordan on it. I'm glad I played Jordan instead of you, John. No offense, but I think he probably gave me more of a run for money. That was a little bit rough on the ADP this time. Usually he kills it, so I was really worried about that one. But, yeah, it was a great time. Thanks for coming on, Jordan. You've been awesome this season.
Guys, thanks for having me.
I think it would have been close for the name game. It would not have been close for the ADP. You know I have never know that.
Because you're not average, and I don't play for the average. I only play to win.
Blah, blah, exactly. Blah, blah, blah. I play to win, and Matt plays to be average.
Hey, listen.
Of course he's won 2 years in a row on here, so I guess it's working out. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Season 2. Oh, I should have mentioned it at the top of the show. I'll probably put something in the beginning. Go sign up for the Fantasy Cares Eliminators. Join them. Dynasty Game Night has one. There's a Trade Addicts one. There's one that Jordan is doing with Chad for UTH. Matt Price is doing his own. Plus, he's doing one for the DLF podcast. Plus, he's partnering with me for the Dynasty Game Night podcast one. Go sign up for the Eliminators. They're $10 to get into. You get to play with some fun people. Their chats usually are extremely entertaining during the drafts. And then they kick back around, you know, week 15 or 16. All of a sudden, people get a little interested again when a winner is about to be crowned in those. And we raise a bunch of money to go buy toys for kids.
Over 44,000 last year.
Is that what it was? I thought it was.
Oh, not just for the Eliminators. Total over 44,000. 44,
I feel like it was way more than that, even.
No, it was like
last
44.
Year they hit about 45, yeah.
Really? Wow.
But I'm excited to go shopping again, man. I don't know about you, John, but I had such a blast last year shopping.
That sounds awesome and it horribly overwhelming.
Russ, this past year, like I took not only somebody, two ladies from Toys for Tots came with us, which was awesome because then we got an extra like 6% worth of toys to buy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic. But like my kids go. We have some friends and family that join us now, and
yeah, it's a whole thing. I bring like five or six people. Yep.
Yeah, we have a crew, and we split up, and it's fun. And Target hooked us up this year too. Like they dedicated a line to me,
yeah,
and they were like,
"That was awesome."
Just put it all here, you know. And they also threw in a little extra at the end, so it was really, really cool. It's a cool, cool thing. So go sign up for the Fantasy Cares Eliminators. I run those, and I want to fill them all up and get them all running because. Then I get to take the rest of the summer off. So
speaking of taking the summer off, John, you should mention that we're going to take a little bit of a break.
Oh yeah. Well, there's really nothing changing all that often. So it makes it a little bit hard when the ADP is pretty stagnant and, you know, the trade values are all kind of understood at this point for 2019 draft picks and even 2020 ones for right now. Nothing's changing. So nothing will really change with the games. So we'll be back towards the start of the season. We'll be back. Or Russ will be taking over before then. So whenever Russ is ready to start getting the games going.
See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks to everybody for supporting the show. We will be back for season 3 as the NFL season approaches. Thanks a lot.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at that your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.